This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In this global economy, nearly everything is connected in sometimes subtle and instructive ways. We're exploring that in a series we're doing with the BBC. It's called Six Routes to Riches, which traces how some people make it in the global economy. Our riddle this morning, what connects the following? A $500 pair of sunglasses at a boutique in China, a downturn in Eastern Europe's Croatia, and a pair of gloves in Berlin. Here's Marketplace's Chrissy Clark.
So here's the short answer to the riddle.
My name is Nadia Tobias.
A woman named Nadia Tobias, who works at a factory in Berlin.
And I'm working in the quality control department, where we do quality control.
Quality control for high-end eyeglasses frames, produced by a company called Makita. Their company's motto, handmade in Berlin. As Nadia runs her hands along the frames and stems of the hundreds of glasses produced here every day, feeling for imperfections, she's wearing a pair of white inspection gloves.
So I don't leave so much like fingerprints.
She runs her gloved finger over a tiny bump near the end of a stem.
For example, here you can like a little bit touch here.
Okay.
Probably you're not gonna see it and feel it.
You really need to know.
Yeah. You develop some kind of like micro way of looking at these small objects.
That micro way of looking at things, that attention to detail and quality, is part of why Nadia's employer, Makita, can charge $500 for a pair of sunglasses. Chris Leicht is Makita's head of global sales.
That's what makes a Makita frame, why it's worth the extra cost.
Of course, until recently, you couldn't sell a pair of $500 sunglasses just anywhere. These days, though, Chris says he's got customers who can pay that much in places all over the world, even, say, a boutique in China, thanks to that country's rising middle class.
There is, of course, growing opportunities for us that made it possible in China for us now to be present.
So we've connected the white inspection gloves in Berlin to the $500 pair of sunglasses in China. What about that final piece of the riddle, the economic slump in Croatia? That brings us back to Nadia, the white-gloved factory worker. Nadia is originally from Croatia.
I finished my master's degree in literature and then I couldn't find a job.
Something she spent a lot of time beating herself up about.
Thinking like I could do more, I could work more, and you start to blame yourself that maybe you're not like doing enough.
So like many well-educated young people in the economically depressed parts of Europe, Nadia moved to Germany, where the economy is doing much better. And she found a job at that glasses factory.
I realize it's not a problem in me.
It's just one more part of the global economy. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.